Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, May the 6th, 1984. We trust this service will be a real blessing and uplift in your life as you take part in this service by means of this tape. God bless you. Our choir sang a song one night of the revival on Wednesday night, I believe it was, entitled Somebody's Knocking at Your Door. We're going to have a choir to sing that song instead of the one we have in the bulletin. It's a Negro spiritual. Somebody's knocking at your door. If you have never admitted Jesus into your life, He's knocking today. Pray for the choir as they sing at this time.
This morning we had 15 riders and 2 workers for a total of 17. And in our attendance we had 57 members and 2 visitors for a total of 59. And attendance a year ago was 75, so I guess the rain has got to us this morning. In our offering this morning we had $255.48 in the general offering. And I was talking about this morning, I think next month we're going to try to make out our high Sunday school attendance month, and the class that keeps the banner the most during the month of June, we're going to have something, take them out for dinner or get a pizza or do something with them. And, I think Janetta's class had the high attendance this morning. They got the banner. So everybody like Steve, try to bring somebody with you next Sunday or during the month, all during the month of June. But we need to start the rest of this month and get in the habit of bringing somebody with us so we can get our attendance up. Okay, our scripture readings in the book of John. John chapter 20, verses 26 through 31. John chapter 20. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Right place. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but be believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Let's bow our heads, please, for a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Father, for your word. And Father, we thank you for the simplicity of your plan of salvation, that through just believing upon your Son and repenting of our sins and asking him to become Lord and Savior of our lives, that we can be saved. Father, we thank you that we are blessed for believing. And Father, we are blessed for having such a wonderful Father and such a wonderful Savior that you could give up your Son and that he could die on the cross for our sins. Lord, we just pray that if there's anyone in our midst today or anyone listening by way of tape, Lord, that is not prepared to meet you face to face, that before it's too late that they would believe in this one that died upon the cross for the sins of the world. For we know, Lord, that there's no other name given under heaven by which men can be saved except Jesus Christ. Father, we just pray that these services today would lift up, glorify, and magnify this name, that lost souls, Lord, could come to know him before it's too late. Just be with us, Lord, in all that we say and do, that it would be in thy will and for thy glory. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymn this morning, let's turn to page 177, Victory in Jesus. Let's stand and sing all three of these verses.
To victory, beneath the cleansing.
Brother Tom is going to come to sing for us, and first we pray for him and pray for the preacher as he gives out the word today. Brother Tom, we appreciate Brother Tom's help during our revival and leading the singing, and appreciate each one of you who were here during any of the services.
I don't know how many of you all had this memory bug in your Sunday school lesson this morning. This really stands out in my mind, and it's they want you to memorize it. It's James, the first chapter, verse 22 through 27. And I'm going to read it here. I know Earl's read the scripture this morning, but I'm going to read this too. It hangs on to you. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seem to be a religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. I'm going to say an old one here if my voice holds out. Precious memories. Thank you.
song, I tell you, precious memories. And all of us today have a lot of precious memories. The last Sunday of this month is Memorial Day, or Memorial Sunday. I guess the next day will be Memorial Day on the Monday holiday bill. We do have a lot of memories. Two or three Sundays from now, see what day I've got down here. May the 20th, two Sundays from today, I'm going to give my personal testimony. Haven't done that in quite a while. All the way from January 21st, 1936 till present. Just want to give a personal testimony of what the Lord has done for me and what He is continuing to do. We do have a lot of wonderful memories, precious memories. Today we want to look at these verses that Brother Earl read for us and some preceding those verses. Actually, verses 19 through 31. As we speak today on the missed blessing. This morning, the first Sunday of May, 1984. The missed blessing. Every time that we miss a service, we miss a blessing. Not because the preacher is here or anyone else on this earth is present, but because the Lord is here. The Lord is here. And without His presence in our midst, we are only playing church. That's all. But I thank God for His presence. And we need to desire His presence with us. Not only during the storms of life, but also when the sun is shining. We need to desire His presence always. And not do like Jonah did. He tried to flee from the presence of the Lord. But he didn't make it. And neither can you and I. You and I cannot get away from God. David said in the Psalms, "If I fly away in the midst of the heavens, behold, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there." The Russians went up in space and said they didn't see God up there anywhere. Our astronauts went up there and said, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." They could look back on this ball at the earth and say, "God did that." God is everywhere. And we can't get away from Him. The thought for the day in the bulletin says, "If you want to be spiritually fed, go to church with a good appetite, not with a bad attitude." I got that from the Daily Bread just recently. You have the Daily Bread devotional guide. Go to church with a good appetite. And somewhere in the singing or in the message from the Word, God is going to speak to you individually. Somewhere. I believe that. The scene here in John 20 is the first day of the week. The first day of the week. Jesus got up out of that tomb. In verses 19 to 25, tells us about the first day of the week. And verses 26 to 31 that Brother Earl read for us tells us about the second Lord's Day. The second first day of the week. And the disciples started meeting on the first day of the week from the resurrection down to the present time. The first day tells us that we have a living Savior. And as I said on Easter Sunday morning, we celebrate the Lord's Day, His resurrection, every Sunday. Not just on Easter Sunday. The Lord is alive every day. Every first day of the week, He's alive. I don't know why this disciple, Thomas, I don't know why he missed that first Lord's Day, but he did. He might have had a legitimate excuse, a reason for missing, but he missed a blessing. And for 7 days, he must have tagged around with these other disciples, these other 10 disciples. He must not have let them get out of his sight. Because after 8 days, the next Lord's Day rolled around, there were 11 disciples in that room, as we're going to look at today. Two of our key verses today are going to be ones found in Hebrews 10:25. This is a verse that I would recommend everyone memorizing. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is." This is not all that verse. "But exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." The closer the Lord's second coming is, the more we need to encourage everyone to come and fellowship in God's house. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. And then another key verse is verse 24 of chapter 20 of John. It says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came." Everyone needs to be in God's house on Sunday. There's no better sight in this side of eternity than mom and dad and all the children together in the Lord's house. The late J. Edgar Hoover said, "Should I make my child go to Sunday school and church?" His reply was this: "You certainly should." And with no further discussion about the matter. And then it says, "How shall we respond when our son or daughter says that they do not want to go to Sunday school and church?" And J. Edgar Hoover said, "That's easy. Just be consistent. Tell him or her, all those in our house go to church and Sunday school. And that includes you." I thank God for the memories I have of my early Sunday school days. My first Sunday school teacher is with the Lord, Nancy Ann Eversole. Many of you knew her. She was a retired school teacher, went to be with the Lord a few months ago. Forsake the world with its evil whirl and go to church with your boy and girl. O parents, pause and listen to me. Don't be the cause of delinquency. And the thought for the day here in the Daily Bread this particular day said, "Children brought to the house of God are seldom brought to a court of law." We miss a blessing, not because I'm here or you are here, but because the Lord is here. The Lord is here. Friends, I had rather be at home today if the Lord were not in this service. I had. I want the Lord to be here. I want Him to be the most welcome person in this service. Because I know this, if He is not here, we're just playing. We miss a blessing when we miss church. And many times we can't be here, I know. We have wonderful reasons for not being here. We have reasons for not being in the Lord's house. But Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaken the assembling of ourselves together. I want to begin today's message by saying this. We had better be real careful what keeps us out of the Lord's house. Because the Lord may remove that excuse or reason. Here in John 20, the same day that Jesus arose, it says in verse 19, then the same day at evening, first day of the week, being the first day of the week, the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. It says, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be unto you. Before Jesus' crucifixion and burial, he had said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. And here after his crucifixion and burial and resurrection, he says, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus stood in the midst and said, peace. Peace. In verse 20, it says, and when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his feet, and his side rather. He showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. No wonder they were. Jesus had told them, I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to die. But the third day I'm going to get up. I'm going to rise again. And you know what? When Jesus died, they went in a room and closed the door and locked it because they didn't believe. I don't believe right now, deep down in their heart, that Jesus was going to get up out of that tomb. They believed not. They came to the disciples in the, I believe it's the book of Mark, and it says, as they mourned and wept, Jesus is alive today. Jesus came and he showed them his hands. Someone wrote a song, the only thing that's made by man in heaven are the scars in the hands of Jesus. I love that song. Jesus still has the scars, and we'll recognize him by the nail prints in his hand. He showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And I believe, friends, the Lord Jesus Christ is desiring to be seen in my life, in your life. Tomorrow morning as we go out to do our job, the Lord needs to be seen. And fellowship inside the four walls of a church should equip us to go out there and butt heads tomorrow morning with the world. It should help us to be a better person. Friends, if you and I come to church and we leave the same condition that we came in, I failed. Or somebody has. I guess it's me. But friends, I want us to leave after the service is over today a better person than when we walked in this church. That's my prayer. A worship service should do something for every individual person who is in that service. I want to say again the thought in the bulletin today. If you want to be spiritually fed, go to church with a good appetite, not with a bad attitude. God help us to have an appetite for the things of God. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Jesus presence in a service makes all the difference in the world. What a blessing it must have been to these disciples who had fellowship with Jesus for 3 years, a little over, to know that he had died and was buried, and now he comes in their midst and says, "Peace. Peace be unto you." And no wonder, as I said a while ago, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And verse 21 says, "Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." There's a song in the Great Hymns of Faith, page 416, that says this. In fact, the title of it is "So Send I You." Margaret Clarkson wrote this song in 1954. And no doubt she took the theme of this song from John 20, verse 21. She says this, "So send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve unknown, unloved, unsought, unpaid, to bear rebuke, to suffer scorn and scoffing, so send I you to toil for me alone." And the last verse says, "So send I you to hearts made hard by hatred, to eyes made blind because they will not see, to spend though it be blood, to spend and spare not. So send I you to taste of Calvary." Jesus said here in John 20, 21, "As the Father has sent me, even so send I you." I thank God for this song that this lady wrote. "So send I you." The Lord has sent us into the world. And the world someday is going to pass away and the lust thereof. And it really matters what we do with Jesus, how we live for Him. Fanny Crosby said, "Take the world, but give me Jesus. All its joys are but a name, but His love abideth ever, through eternal years the same." While the Christian must live in the world, he should not allow the world to live in him. We should be different. We should be different. We're in the world, but not of the world. The second Lord's Day, it says after 8 days, verse 26, again the disciples were within, and Thomas with them. What a blessing Thomas must have missed, because he was not there when Jesus came. But the next Lord's Day rolled around, he was there. He was there with the disciples, with the other disciples. About 2 or 3 years ago, we missed church. We did not have Sunday school, morning worship, evening worship. Church training. Didn't have anything all that day. And I tell you, the Lord got on me. He gave me a good spanking that day. Seemed like that week was 10 or 12 days long. And I made up my mind that we'd have Sunday school and morning worship if we didn't have anything else, if I had to put chains on the car. Thank God we were able to be here every Sunday during the past winter. We miss a blessing when we don't fellowship together. A service like this will do more for you and me than watching a service on TV. Even though we get a blessing from hearing God's Word on television. After 8 days, his disciples were within, and no doubt they had the door shut. probably had it locked. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said the same thing he had said the first Lord's Day, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Jesus came here for one purpose, and that was to meet Thomas. I appreciate Thomas in the Bible. Thank God for all the disciples. Judas went to his own place, the Bible says. He betrayed his Lord. And now there were only 11 disciples here in the upper room. As soon as Jesus said, peace be unto you, verse 27 tells us, then saith he to Thomas, this is why he came on this second Lord's Day. Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. If you ever watch the Jerry Falwell program, every time that he says Jesus, the lady who is doing the sign language does this. Probably pointing to the two nail prints. That's the symbol of Jesus in sign language. Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. You know, Jesus had said that almost those same words to Simon Peter as Peter got out on the water to walk, to go to Jesus one day, one night. And he began to sink and said to Jesus, Lord, save me. Jesus said to him, wherefore didst thou doubt? He says here to Thomas and to us today, individually, be not faithless, but believing. You know, the book of 1 Peter is a wonderful book. And it tells us some wonderful things in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, whom having not seen, ye love. Look what Jesus says to Thomas in verse 29. Look at verse 28 first of all. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. I don't believe that Thomas had to put his finger in those nail prints. It doesn't say he did. I don't believe he had to. He believed. You know, the world says, seeing is believing. The Christian life says, believing is seeing. Whom having not seen, you lie. Look what Jesus said to Thomas here in verse 29. Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. That was talking about you and me. One time, Brother Tom here had a train to run over him. The Lord knew that Brother Tom Watts would be here on May the 6th, 1984. A Christian. Look what it says there. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Faith. I like the way Brother Boatwright phrased it. God's grace comes down and meets their faith in salvation. God's grace meets our faith. We believe. Verses 30 and 31 closing our message today. It says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book." In fact, the last verse of John 21:25 says, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." But look what look at the reason John wrote this book. John 20:31 says, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." This is why John wrote the book of John, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing you might have life through his name. My friend, there's life only in him. There's life only in Jesus, eternal life. We'd like to stand today and sing our song of invitation, page 342. My prayer is that this service today has been a blessing to your heart. This song says, "Have thine own way, Lord." And that's the prayer of my heart, that you'll let the Lord have his way in your life today as we stand to sing. 342. On this page, the Lord loves to use little things to do great things. We can be too big for God to use, but never too little. Elijah plus God could overcome all the prophets and priests of Baal. David plus God was able to slay the giant. Daniel plus God was able to overcome the schemes of his enemies. Gideon's army of 300 plus God but to flap the thousands of their adversaries. A little lad who gave his resources of a few small loaves and fishes in the hands of Jesus saw them multiply to feed 5,000. Moses plus God delivered a nation of 2 million slaves. It's really God alone who does it through us as we're faithful to him. Today it says here God is looking for small people